Principle 2, Flexibility. A world globe swivels round to Oslo, Norway. A young woman wearing spectacles, carrying a briefcase, exits an underground train. It is 6 in the morning. She looks around the station area and heads toward the underground map and traces her finger along a route to the National Theater. She uses the escalator to exit the station. Upon leaving the station, the very bright sunlight floods the doorway. She stands outside looking at her tablet, but due to the very bright sunlight, she cannot read the screen. She then goes inside and has a warm drink. She then removes her spectacles and puts them next to her cup. She is very tired and falls asleep in the cafe with her head resting on her briefcase. In her sleep, we see her packing her briefcase. She feels along the edges of the blade of a handsaw. We see her walking around her apartment. She puts lipstick on while looking at pictures on the wall which are connected. She has paper maps of Norway and a map on her tablet. Among the pictures, we see a picture of the Angry Boy, the statue located in the Vigeland Park in Oslo. She suddenly wakes up and quickly walks away with her briefcase, forgetting her spectacles. She goes out of the building, looks around, and realizes she has forgotten her spectacles. She walks on and goes to a pedestrian crossing where a blind person is already standing with a phone in his hand. She looks at his phone and sees that the screen has raised contours, allowing him to read the content on the screen. Then she gets an idea. She takes out her tablet from her briefcase and performs an update on the device. Her tablet now also has raised contours, allowing her to read the screen without glasses. She uses this method to reach the Vigeland Park. She walks past the Colosseum in Oslo. She walks again to the Vigeland Park. She locates the Angry Boy statue in the park, and wearing a balaclava, she proceeds to saw it off from its stand. She then gets back on the underground train. The world globe swivels round again, away from Norway. This is Principle 2, Flexibility. Make sure your next design accommodates a wide range of individual preferences and abilities.